You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Welcome to another episode of Riders Live Podcast. If you've never listened to the show, this show is about hip-hop, urban culture, and entrepreneurship. So, this episode, I want to encourage you to support a black business, but most importantly, support all entrepreneurs and independent businesses, okay? So, by being Black History Month, I went with the theme of supporting black businesses. So, let's think of a black business. So, myself, I have RidersOnline.net. I'm a hip-hop artist, for those who don't know. I sell my music there, my music merchandise, and I also have a book called White Lines where you can purchase an autographed copy there, or you can get it off of Amazon.com. I also have another store, which is RidersLivePodcastStore.com, where all my podcast merchandise for the Riders Live Podcast. But I encourage you to support a local business and a local entrepreneur in your neighborhood where you live. So, recently I visited a coffee shop called Cultura Cafe. Shout out to Stephanie and the whole staff over there. It's located at 2943 West Belmont in Chicago, Illinois. So if you ever in the Chicagoland area, go visit Cultura Cafe. They had the best empanadas. They had good espresso as well as good coffee. But most importantly, by being an independent business, they had some of the best customer service on earth. So I want y'all to support an independent business or a black business today on the Riders Live Podcast. We're going to get into it. Let's get it. It's time for another segment on what's popping, y'all. Independent music, that's what's popping. Independent podcast, that's what's popping. The corner store, that's what's popping. Fashion designers, that's what's popping. Authors, that's what's popping. Local coffee shops, that's what's popping. catering companies, that's what's popping. Barbers, that's what's popping. Braiders, that's what's popping. Travel agents, that's what's popping. Social media influencers, that's what's popping. Ollie Vegas is the Rider Slide, what's popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Promises to one of a kind, nigga. You pay homages to real nigga shit. But I did what I did, and I am who I am. Gives a fuck if this classic took too long. Ain't the nigga you make promises to. One of a kind, nigga. You pay homages to real nigga shit.
JLJ, let the record switch. It's the effortless perfectionist, author of the specialist. Got your favorite rapper back as Nicholas. In the early 90s, I burst on the scene with the world behind me. Queens Monument, don't promise shit to me and my conglomerate. Right away, selling lines to get me and my rhyming. Click the flyest shit, designing it. Private whips, high and exotic trips. Colliding with rivals, so stay survival fit. Vocal Bible script, on a boat you can't find a zip. It's real G's amongst you, verses have you feeling like a teacher flunked you. Flow so godly, call me Jesus, uncle. I don't be feeling you niggas willing to kill a civilian, but let police come punk you. Without probable cause, I keep retaining. For all detainers, coppers, and laws. I got you dropping your jaws. Got your chick dropping her drawers. Machine guns drop a few doors. Pay homage before we start popping at yours. It'll be a straight carnage if we pop up at Taws.
Ain't the nigga you make promises to. One of a kind, nigga, you pay homages to. Real nigga shit. But I did what I did, and I am who I am. Gives a fuck if this classic took too long. Ain't the nigga you make promises to. One of a kind, nigga, you pay homages to. Real nigga shit.
Marvin and Bemis, members of the ball, we larger than FEMA. Niggas frontin' like they run the strip, but last time they touched the brick, Hoffa was in charge of the Teamsters. Sunny days take the car to the cleaners, so the freaks can hawk you. Look both ways before crossing the streets, or the streets across you. The FEDs will stalk you when the workers think they can get away with shit that they see the boss do. But that's the usual, mountains we be moving through. Cousin Mikey was a big crip, had news vans parked outside his bloomer room. That's real nigga shit, box cutters and triggers grip. Better get a grip, watch your figures flip. Turn my robo to a bigger ship. Chain hanging, slang changing, youngins gang ganging. Serving fiends we call like day trading. You hear that shit that big saying? Yeah, turn it up, boy on fire now. Got queens burning up. So I ain't the one to make promises to. All the plaudits turn into florists, the flowers is too. Hey, homage.
You make promises to. One of a kind, nigga, you pay homages to. Real nigga shit. I did what I did, and I am who I am. Gives a fuck if this classic took too long. Ain't the nigga you make promises to. One of a kind, nigga, you pay homages to. Real nigga shit.
You can see me probably on the stairs.
Queens.
Now I'm riding, grinding in the jet.
You see the spaceships, nigga.
Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
I told you, Shaw.
You know a nigga made a flip.
Queens.
Made a flip. Made a flip. I had a double down.
South, South.
You know I made a flip. Made a flip.
South, South.
I had a double down.
Front porch, rich as a fuck. Raw report stunt. Mama on the way to the port. The boss up. Can't think, bro. It's bigger than gold chains and make calls. Just traded in $1 million worth of pink talks. Loose lips can sink boats. Keep your eye on the work. Clean the plate before trying dessert. Those that defy me could lie in the earth. Having tea and baklava with the turf. Drive south side is berserk. That's how the bread breaks. Even vegans admire the white bins with the egg shape. I seen legs break when the lead brick away from the barrel. End up like Harold, bloody apparel. At a red light, better tread light. Bloody Molly had the vampire, bloody Ferrari. License plate red with that red light. Even my enemies can feel my energy. I got the whole city funk flex
hype. Be clear.
You can see me probably on the steps. Now I'm riding, riding in the jets. Trying to make a dollar.
Took it from the dirt to the skyscraper. Around the world they know me as they alive. They always mention my name respectfully.
So one day my son came and sat next to me. Said, Dad, I wanna be king. So what's the recipe? Shoot it to me straight. Don't gotta lecture me. Being a king, take compassion. Don't worry about the fashion or the flashing, cause that don't be lasting. When it's time for action, don't go missing in action. You gotta beat it for your faction. Break it down in fractions. Keep the money in one place, the muscle in another. Mind controlling both in the gutter. Word to mother. Take care of your people and they'll love you. So when police hover, they arrive for me. Cops are killed. Somebody that others are died to be. They don't wanna see the Pappy Mason or the Larry David side of me.
I made it flip.
You can see me probably on the steps. Now I'm riding, grinding in the jets. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know a nigga made a flip. Made a flip, made a flip. I had a double down.
That was Ollie Vegas with Homage and Double Down. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms off of his album, Hallelujah, produced by Sha Money Excel. So today on Riders Live, it's all about supporting black businesses. Whether it's a restaurant, barbershop, beauty shop, podcasts, independent artists. It's all about supporting black businesses. Before the restaurant into business, they started out with some type of skill set. Maybe they have good baked macaroni and cheese. Maybe they could throw down on a peach cobbler. Maybe they know how to make some good vegan greens. Yes, vegetarian greens. You make them without the meat. You put a little onion soup mix up in that and a little olive oil. Boom. And a little garlic. You got it. Maybe that barber, he opened up a shop because he got a perfect blend, or he specializes in graphics. Whatever it is that was the catalyst to get them going into business, they have a service that they offer to the community to keep things going. It's like an ecosystem. Even with the podcasters, support their merchandise, support their brands. If it's an artist, an indie artist that you hear on YouTube or you Shazam or whatever, and they got some merchandise, you support them. But it's all about supporting entrepreneurs, black businesses today. So with anything, you got the good, the bad, the ugly. So a lot of times black businesses, they have a good product, bad customer service. Sometimes they have good customer service that'll keep you coming back. The product might not, it might be, but you know, you like them as a person. And then some people, they might have a stellar product. They might have a stellar establishment, but they money hungry. They greedy, something like that. And you don't want to mess with that. So we gonna go a little deeper into it, all right? For example, I worked at a barbershop when I first started out, sweeping up as a shorty, and I noticed that, you know, the lady was selling plates. When she first came around with the plates, let's just say, for example, she was selling sandwiches. The sandwiches had, like, almost a quarter pound of meat on there, a fourth pound of meat, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, all the condiments and everything, gave you a bag of chips, you know, a big pop that went with it and everything. So after 2 weeks passed, The same lady that's selling the plates, she'll come around. She got the sandwiches, no condiments with it. No chips, but you get a pop. You know, at this point, they comfortable with you buying a plate and them patronizing their business, that they got a little lazy. And that's how it is. So even though the customer service was good and the product was banging initially, they took a customer for granted. And you can't take customers for granted. And unfortunately, with a lot of black businesses, they start out with good intentions, but then they slack off. Prime example. I get these body butters, and you know, they the bomb. So just like the shea butter or whatever, this product is similar to that, but it's better. But the problem is that the body butter lady is inconsistent. You know, whenever she feel like selling the body butters, they available. You know, I cannot get the body butters when I need them. So it's best for me to rack up on the body butters when I could get them, because the body butter lady is, she not reliable, but she do got a good product. You know, she could be a millionaire. The product is so good, but she just not reliable. And I ain't gonna even say that her customer service is bad, you know, but me being valued as a consumer, I ain't at the top of the list. And you know, that hinders her business with not only me, but her other clients as well, because we unable to get a service that she provides. Then you got the other people, the people that, you know, they know, hey, I got this product right here. Take it or leave it. Those type of people. You know, the product is good. It's in demand, but they customer service suck. And that ain't good. Who wanna shop somewhere where they ain't appreciated? You know what I mean? But we still give black businesses or any business a chance. So now I wanna talk about the villains, the victims, and the victors when it comes to black businesses. And the example I'm gonna use right now is the music business. So being an independent artist, if you lazy, this game ain't for you. If you don't think that you gonna have to spend some money, this game ain't for you. So I'm gonna start with the villains for independent artists. And just overall. So some people or some entities that get labeled as the villain is the record label. And the artist as the record label gets listed as the villain because the artist is naive and they don't understand all of the capital that needs to be spent in order for the artist to be successful. Next, the producer. Yeah, you know, you want a hit record, you want good beats, you gotta pay for it. Now, it's nothing wrong with leasing a beat or something like that, but producers always get labeled as the villain. They take time and they craft to make a good beat for the artist to blow up, for the artist to have a cohesive project, the producer makes sure everything is right before you leave the lab with that track. He is giving you an alley-oop to make your record a success. Another villain, the engineer. The engineer, you got to pay for the engineer for the mixing and the mastering. The engineer is the one that make your record sound like glass. You know? When somebody put your record on, put that vinyl record on, and they let that album play, that good experience is because of the engineer. Yeah, you wrote it. Yeah, you put your stank on it. Yeah, you put your heart into it. But as far as the ambiance of the record, the sound quality of the record, the engineer, he made that happen. Another villain, the promoter. So I want every independent artist, I want every major artist, every artist who lacking in some type of area in music business, and this is not a shot at anybody. Every artist has to pay. Every artist has a budget. The major artists, they have a budget. It's a word called recoup. So promoters, they have to pay for the venue. Promoters, they have to pay for security. Promoters have to do everything in their power to ensure that they are able to sell tickets and get people in those seats, get bodies into the venue. Now, as an artist, if you're doing a show and you book for the show, you need to do everything in your power to assist the promoter to get those bodies in the building so you can get that bag. You want to get paid. If you could prove you could get bodies in the building, you could get paid. But promoters are often looked at as the villains because artists are naive and don't understand that everybody pays something. Another villain or another entity that might be looked at as a villain is the graphic designer. The graphic designer, he's the one that makes your album have the magnetic attraction for people to buy. He reeled the people in to buy, like, man, look at that artwork. Man, let me see what this is about. Without hearing one lyric, one beat, one snare. The graphic artists. The graphic artists make your flyers for your shows. You know? They specialize in design for you to sell records or whatever product that you have. Okay? Next thing. The publicist. The publicist is in charge of creating awareness for the artist. You need a publicist for marketing and promotion. Nobody is going to buy your record if they don't know nothing about you, if they don't know who you are. And a mistake that artists make all the time is they get their product and just say, hey, I got it, this out, without any type of build up, any type of leg work for their product. So now I'm going to get into the victims. The artists, they always want to cry victim about everything. It's a current situation going on in my city where artists, they whining and crying about not getting paid. But the thing is, you need to educate yourself in the business so you can know how things work. Nobody is going to fight harder for you getting your pay or your just due than your manager or your team. Because the manager don't get paid if you don't get paid. But they rocking with you. They riding with you. They going to bat for you. They making sure you get everything that you worth. Your manager and your team. So managers, they kind of, you know, feel like the victim because they invest in all this time in an artist without receiving a dime. But shout out to the managers who can guide you and direct you. You know what I'm saying? They the ones who gonna make everything gel together so you can be successful. So, the victors. The victors are the artists that signed a major contract. The victors are the people who can get you those, if you're an indie artist, maybe an $85,000 budget where you don't have to spend all of that money and, you know, you could keep some for yourself. So instead of you buying maybe $300 tracks or something like that, after you get that big break, you know, you don't want to pay the person that you've been rocking with on a beat $600. You got a little more. You could pay a little more. I mean, come on now. It's an ecosystem. One hand washes the other. One hand washes the other. And that's just how it is. You know, people, after they get paid, they have a tendency of being thirsty. You know, they forget the people who they started out with and they go somewhere else. They start acting funny style. They get amnesia. And they become their worst enemy. And this will gain you nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, I'm going to talk about a black business that I supported. I support a lot of black businesses. I bought a Too Much Game podcast shirt. I bought a Bet the House podcast shirt. Shambi Podden shirt. Cool Out Corner merch. Too many podcasts to name. And I'm not saying it, you know, in no type of way, but I'm just trying to say that I support black businesses. But the example that I'm going to use today is music again. So I purchased 7 items from a producer. So no leases to own all of them. So six of the items, they was already prepared. The exclusive item, it had to be prepared. But since it was something that I wanted, I was willing to pay that. Okay? Even though it was difficult to pay the person, you know, because they've been burnt in the past and all of that, you can't bring your past business into current business. Whatever situation you have with someone else, if you got burnt, it's good to keep that in mind. But if the person is not displaying any of those traits or anything like that, you got to look at it as a new business deal. So what I'm trying to say is, when you patronize a business, like in this situation, I purchased 6 items and an exclusive item. It's like the more business I did, the thirsty I got. But the product, I didn't mind paying for the product, right? So I purchased 7 items. 6 items that was already prepared and 1 exclusive item. So I used 2 of the items and they worked. They worked in a capacity that this business that I patronized, it got them more business, which was cool. So me having problems paying a person, not for financial reasons on my part, but the way how they was receiving payments, how it was structured, you have to jump through hula hoops, walk through hell with gasoline draws, wait till hell freeze over to get this product. But the product was that good, and shout out to them. Okay? So when I purchased the exclusive item, I got it. I was happy with the item. I recorded on the item. Now everything was good. So instead of the person who sold me the beat telling me, hey, you know, I'm not good at mixing and mastering, they offered to mix and master the record, right? I'm assuming since they made the beat, that they can mix and master the record. So me and the other artists that I had on the record, we all sent our verses. And the mix and the master on the record was not good. Was the record good? Yes, the record was good. But it's clear that mixing and mastering was not in the skill set of this businessman. So that's why this record has never seen the light of day. Because it wasn't right. I expressed my concerns. All I heard was excuses. Oh, you didn't pay me. Paying wouldn't have been a problem. They offered to do it for free. So I won't be doing business with this person moving forward. So the tracks that I have left over that I haven't used, even though I like them, I like the tracks and I pay for them. Based on a business ethic and a business practices and how they conduct business without having accountability or anything like that, they lost a customer. Now, there's people that I know that have did business with this person. They continue to do business with them. But my issue is not their issue. You know, I never talk to them about my business with this person because they don't have the same issues that I have. And I'm not a hater. I support black businesses. So in short, all I'm saying is, to any business entrepreneur, any black business, stand behind your brand, deliver on your product, exercise good practices, and remember that customer service is the most important thing. It's been situations like this past month, I shipped flash drives. I sold over 200 flash drives. And one of my customers, they didn't get their flash drive. So what I did as a courtesy, since they already paid me, and with the business practices that I have and the businessman that I am, I just sent them another flash drive. Why? because I stand behind my product. Two, they had no reason to lie. Three, I'm a good businessman. And that's it. They pay for a service. My job is to deliver. So, support black businesses. Support entrepreneurs. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace. We dropping the mic on Riders Live. I just wanted everybody to know that my new single, White Lines, is available on RidersOnline.net. It will be available on all streaming platforms March 1st. You could go on and cop the book, White Lines, off of my website at RidersOnline.net. In the store section, I'll autograph the book for you. And it's also available on Amazon as well. All right. So the podcast, it drops every week, like clockwork, on Fridays, 12 a.m., on all streaming platforms. You can listen on RidersOnline.net as well. You can also support a black business by getting some Riders Live podcast merch at www.riderslivepodcaststore.com. You can also cash at me at $RODEST20. Make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe to the Riders Live podcast on Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Leave a comment. Tell a friend to tell a friend. This has been another episode of Riders Live. See you next week.